This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. For the first week of late winter and the second week of the frolicking fox moon and the first full week of the sun in Aquarius. Sometimes the arrival of late winter carries a great thaw. One day I went out to the river in the warmth of such a thaw, when cumulus clouds tumbled across the sky in gusts of the southwest wind, and the water of the river was shining with low, brisk waves of silvers and blues and grays. The oaks of the far bank were black against the bright sky. On hillsides of Osage trees, patches of their yellow wood glowed like the flush of expanding spring buds. And below the Osage, hardy green chickweed and wild onion and garlic mustard and henbeck and hemlock lay akimbo across the melting snow. The river had flooded earlier in the week. Mounds and drifts of silt and sand followed the course of the flood along the paths. In the bottomland, the high water had uncovered foliage of buttercups and ragwort and sweet rockets. In the swamp, fat skunk cabbage curled above the mud, many plants open and blooming. Great white stalks of last May's angelica crunched under my feet as I picked my way across the wetland. The rivulets that passed through the grassy bogs were full and fast. I even saw small fingerlings swimming in one stream far from any pool for safe haven. I surprised a water strider in an eddy of a brook watercress and duckweed there. Climbing to the top of the ridge, I saw the river and its tributaries become paths of radiance. And sometimes, as I walked into a sudden patch of fog, the brilliant curves of life disappeared, the enclosure of the enveloping fog showing both the confinement and the freedom of the valley. There I lost my landmarks, but also my limits. There was no other side to the river, and like the end of the year before me, the opposite bank seemed infinitely distant. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late winter. In the meantime, walk in the thaws and in the promise of their season.
Poor Will's Almanac for 2018 is available from Amazon. And you can purchase my book, Home is the Prime Meridian, Essays on Time and Place and Spirit, from the same site. The collection contains a number of the selections heard on this radio segment.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.